Portions of the show may be previously recorded. Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and we have a guest today that is in the entry levels of his wealth-building career. And we're happy to have him because we know that there's many people out there that are looking to retire instantly. There's as many people out there that realize they've got to work their way through the process. And Jacob French is here with us today to explain how he's doing that very thing. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Jacob's out of Dallas, Texas. He currently owns three houses. He had four. So we're going to go ahead and start with this, Jacob. Where were you, not as in physically where, but where mentally were you, and when did you and the wife finally decide you were going to start looking for a change in how you were going to retire?
Well, we both worked full-time, about 50 hours a week, early mornings, late nights, and didn't really have much of a mindset on investing or even knew that retiring early was a possibility unless we were to win the lottery or something crazy was to happen. But I had a boss that I was working with, and he had told me that he was having a lot of success in real estate, and he was able to retire early doing so, and he was a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and he recommended them to us as well.
Now, do you and the wife have any children?
Yes, we just had our first son about 6 months ago.
So when each of you work these like 12-hour days or whatever they are, these long, long hours, how do you deal with the kid? I mean, that's got to be difficult.
Yes, it's very challenging. We were able to get it to where she normally works in the morning and then I'll work in the evening and we'll have somebody watch the kid for a couple hours a day so we can still help raise the kid and future children in the future as well. But with that happening, we're not able to see each other as much by making that sacrifice.
Boy, that is quite a sacrifice, isn't it? How old is your child, by the way?
He just turned 6 months, coming up on 7 months here in about a week or two.
Just out of curiosity, is he still on formula? I wouldn't know that.
Yes. Luckily, my wife was smart and was able to stock up, thankfully, before any of this stuff was to happen.
Great. That's good news. It's always good to have someone that can think ahead like that. So we've got this really tight family situation. Both of you working long-houred full-time jobs. So you had this boss that just imparted in you this wisdom that, hey, investing has worked out for him and got him to retire. How did you take that comment from your boss, take it back to your wife and germinate, you know, the decision to start moving forward? I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation. Exhausted conversation, by the way.
Yes, initially, it definitely seemed to be too good to be true. He had been with the company for a long time, and he was very highly looked upon at where we work, and the fact that he was just going to all of a sudden and retire, and he was able to retire his wife so she could be a stay-at-home mom, and basically was just a good role model to where I thought, hey, if he could do it, maybe I could do the same, and that would be an amazing thing for my family.
What was your first touch with Lifestyles? How did you come to being
So the first time I went to the Thursday case study, and I was able to see people just like myself up on stage and describing how they first joined Lifestyles and the success that they've had. And I realized that people in Lifestyles are just like me and my wife, you know, but they all start somewhere. And it's a very giving back culture, and everybody's there to help. Any questions you need answered.
Were you able to take the wife to it or just yourself?
Yes. She also went to it, and she's been probably my biggest supporter during this whole thing. Very good at encouraging and just solidifying any question marks I have and helping me along the process.
When you went to the two-day class, did you take it live or did you take it over the internet?
Yes, we went to the Irving office, and David Fisher was presenting live.
When you went to that, what were your aha moments? I mean, starting on Saturday, working your way through Sunday, what light bulbs went on and said, that's what I needed. I've been missing that. That's the secret sauce right there.
Well, there was a lot of information. It was like drinking out of a fire hose. We had no idea that financial independence was even possible. So, so many, you know, great things about real estate, the tax benefits that was presented. I think the most amazing thing was just thinking that somebody not starting with a lot of money like ourselves can see a path to retirement, in 5 years compared to 50 years doing the same thing of sitting in traffic every day and trading our time for money.
Who was more energetic about it all, you or your wife?
I was probably a little bit more passionate about it. She was always on board, and she's been interested in it as well, but I just had a feeling. I knew that this was the right path for us going forward, and we thought, hey, let's try it out. We'll try a deal and see what happens. And just after the first couple of deals, we've had a lot of success, and we know that this is the right way going forward, and we're very thankful for Lifestyles and everything they've taught us and given us.
Let's talk about technical aha moments. Were there any technical aha moments in the two-day seminar that said it really enlightened you to what you're going to be doing?
I think the coolest thing that I saw was how you can use leverage on your investments and help you get more investments in the future. One of those being utilizing a 1031 exchange and not having to pay any taxes on your gains.
Do you currently live in a personal residence that you're buying, or are you renting?
Yes, so we live about 30 minutes outside of Dallas in our primary residence. That's a house.
And you're buying it?
Yes.
So was there any thought process as to the value of having equity in your home? Did you see that change of paradigm that, hey, we don't care about equity in our home?
Yeah, I mean, I think just black and white, it's so much better to buy than what it is to rent, especially with how much the market has gone up in Dallas. Our primary residence, we just moved in about 3 years ago, and we're already looking at $130,000 in equity right now. Probably even more, you know, if we were to sell it and people get into bidding wars, so... that equity is actually part of how we got started with our investing. We sold another home that we had as a primary residence that we lived in for a few years on the other side of the DFW Metroplex.
Okay, so you did use the equity. That was the point I was trying to get to. You did use your equity to get your investment started.
Yes, we haven't currently used the equity on our current primary residence, but we sold a home that we were living in previously, and we used that equity to get our investment strategy started.
Okay, I understand that. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Jacob French and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Got questions? Email Del at askdel@luinc.com. That's askdel@luinc.com. More life-changing wisdom when Del returns in moments.
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, not because that's the way it's set up, but because of the knowledge.
When put into action, knowledge is power. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we empower you to live the lifestyle of your dreams through passive real estate income. For over 30 years, our successful members have shared their knowledge through case studies, classes, and mentoring. Tap into that knowledge. Attend a free workshop online. Register now at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Retiring America, one person at a time. This is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Now, more unconventional wisdom from your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. This is Tell Del Tuesday, and with me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Jacob French out of Dallas, Texas. Jacob has purchased 4 rent houses so far in his journey, and he sold one of them off, has 3 houses currently. Jacob, let's talk about how scary was it to buy that first property, that first rent house?
Yeah, so the first rent house was probably about 10 minutes from where we live, so we were very familiar with the area. It was in Rockwall, Texas, and seeing it from the outside was definitely some foundation work, and the house was in some distress and needed probably about $40,000 worth of work done to it. And being there and seeing a lot of other investors there that were interested in it as well, going through the inside, and man, that thing smelled like straight cat pee. We didn't think there was any way we were going to get that smell out of the house. But our realtor who was with Lifestyles, you know, reassured us that they have ways of remedying that, and just kind of gave us the confidence that we needed, that it was a good deal and that we were going to make a lot of money through it, and that they were going to help walk us through it as we went.
How did you finance the first property?
We did. We used hard money on the first property.
Did you have to bring any down payment money to the deal?
Yes, there was some cash out of pocket. So we had some money from our home that we sold that we used, and then we also used one of Lifestyles' vendors that they recommended to us, and we were able to pull out some of our money from our 401k that wasn't growing like we would want it to, and put it into real estate, which has grown exponentially.
So as you went through this process, being that you seem to be just like a down-to-earth, all-American kind of family, both spouses working, raising a child, good, long-houred, hard-working jobs. I mean, you just fit that picture perfectly of the hard-working American family. What did your family say about you doing this? Did they have any consternation with that? Were they afraid for you? Did they have any words of either wisdom or positivity or negativity even?
I'm sure at first they were kind of in shock, just hoping we wouldn't lose all of our money, you know. I feel like real estate is known to be a successful way to invest your money, but I wasn't really raised on finances and investments and stuff like that. We were, similar family. We were just kind of grown on having what we needed and not a whole lot much more, but family was definitely important to us. So doing this investments, they were very supportive of us, our biggest cheerleaders. They didn't ever say anything negative to us, but I'm sure deep down inside they were just hoping that we were making the right decision.
All right, so they're supportive yet maybe fearful. Let's talk about where you work at. Did either of you let the people where you work know you were doing this stuff?
I've let a few people know. I was trying not to let it get out too much because I didn't want them to think that my attention was on other work outside of my main W-2. But people that I have let them know, it, you know, seems like they're either, seem like they're normally pretty intrigued and they want to know more, but they're scared that they can never find the right deal, or just heard tenant horror stories and would want nothing to do with dealing with rentals.
Now, you had that friend, that boss, that really introduced you to all this. Does he know that you've done this?
Yes. Yes, he does. Yeah, we're still good friends, still talk on a regular basis. He's continued to have a lot of success himself, and he helps give me pointers along the way and any advice that helps me grow my wealth as well. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't even know anything about lifestyles. I would continue to be doing the traditional 401k and going on this path for another 50 years of the rat race, hoping to one day retire.
So let's talk. We've only got a minute and a half left here. What about the 401k? How did you get the money out of the 401k?
So Lifestyles has a vendor that they recommend. They have an attorney named Henry Novak, and basically I was able to give my 401k in stocks to my wife, and then she was able to give her 401k in stocks to me, and we were able to legally pull out that money and use that money however we chose to do so.
Yeah, that's a neat option, man. I remember when he brought that to me, and I thought, yeah, I have no idea if this is legal, but it sure sounds neat. And the concept makes sense. You know, if you're, it's really just a division of personal property. In other words, it could happen as a prenuptial agreement. It could happen as a postnuptial agreement. It could happen as a midterm nuptial agreement. We just say, okay, here's how we're going to split this up. If we ever leave, you get this, I get this, and I'm giving you mine, you're giving me yours, and et cetera. And then all of a sudden, it's not controlled by your company's 401k rules anymore, is it?
Correct. That's absolutely right.
Because the spouse doesn't work for that company, so they don't have any control over it, which is an interesting way to get around that deal. So I like that. So I got you some opportunity to get started. How many houses did you buy with that money out of the 401k?
With that money, we bought our first two properties with that, and then we had saved some of that for an emergency fund. Okay. I don't want it to seem like it's a ton of money. You know, we'd only been, I'm pretty young myself. I'm 28, my wife's 27. We joined Lifestyles back in 2019 as challenge members, but we started off with investing with, after selling the home and then taking out some money from our 401k, we probably only started with around $70,000.
But you ended up with four houses, so that's a good move right there. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about the cash flow and any capital gains. So get your numbers together real quick so I can quiz you on some of that stuff, because I want to hear how much money you're making cash flow-wise from each property in totality, and I'd like to hear how much capital gains you captured, if any, on these properties you went through them. For the rest of you out there, this is Jacob French out of Dallas, Texas, and we'll take a short break and be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments. Kirby tells Del about his experience as a member and apartment owner.
Started out as a passive.
Yes.
And then one day the light bulb went on. Hey, why don't I do this?
Yeah.
I was sitting at home. I'm like, when you're 33 years old and you're retired, and yeah,
you gotta get that. Yeah, I'm 33. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
I really didn't. There was one week I went.
Doesn't life suck?
And it seems unbelievable to me when I think about my history, but it's really simple. I joined Lifestyles. I've taken the two-day class a half a dozen times. I network with other Lifestyles members, leads. I do what Lifestyles teaches. I'm on my properties. I invest a lot of our personal funds in the properties, and it has just created unbelievable results. And it's completely improved my life.
Ready for your unbelievable results? Start with a free workshop just like Kirby. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Jacob French out of Dallas, Texas. Jacob currently has three rental houses. He sold one off and did a 1031 exchange. And as we went to break, I asked him to get ready and prepared to kind of give us some numbers on these houses. And so where do you want to start at, Jacob? Which house do you want to start with?
We can start with the first one in Rockwell.
Okay. Go ahead and explain that one. What did you pay for that one? And what was there any captured equity? And is there cash flow?
So we purchased this property in August of 2019. Spent about $45,000 out of pocket and needed about $40,000 with the rehab, which took about 2 months. Within 1 or 2 weeks of getting the rehab completed, we found a great tenant. And initially, we were renting at $1,600 a month. That area has continued to develop, and our competition has continued to raise their rents. So currently, we're getting $1,950 a month in rent there, which equates to about $900 in cash flow.
Wow, that's a lot. So what'd you pay for the house? I didn't catch that number.
It was $150,000.
$150,000. All right. Any captured equity in the deal?
$16,000.
$16,000 captured equity. Okay. Very good. So you invested $45,000. You made $16,000, which is about a 30% return. And then you're making another $900 a month, which, let's see, that would be, I'm going to do some quick math here. $900 a month positive cash flow times 12. That's $10,800 a month. A year. $10,800 a year divided by $45,000. And that's a 24% cash on cash return. Very good. Very, very good. All right. Let's go on to the next one. Which one was next?
Last thing on that previous property, just about 2.5 years later, that current equity is sitting at $150,000.
Ooh. So how long ago? That's now, right now?
And yeah, that's currently. So we bought this property in August of 2019.
So 2020, 2021, 2022, the 3 years coming up in a couple months, right? So roughly three years, it went up $150,000 on a $45,000 investment. I call that 300% capital gain. What do you call it?
I agree.
Same math school, same school of math. 300% return. That's incredible. That's the kind of money that gets you rich. You know, 10% is a good return, great return. 300% is get rich kind of money. So I like that. Which one do you want to talk about next? Because that one was a great one.
So a couple weeks after purchasing that property in Rockwall, we got an email blast of a property that we were very interested in near Houston. So we went into contract on that one. I believe the purchase price was about the same, about $150,000. Our cash out of pocket was $15,000. We rented the property for $1,650 a month, which equated to $550 in cash flow.
Any captured equity in that one?
It was about $20,000 in equity capture.
Wow. So let's take a look at this. Let's play with the numbers. We spent $15,000 to make $20,000 in captured equity. That's over 100% return right out of the block. That's really hard to poo-poo 100% return the day you buy it. And then you got $550 a month in cash flow. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at this. These numbers are just so good, it just blows my mind. And people want to earn 0.5% in the savings account, right? $550 times 12 is $6,600 a year divided by $15,000. And that's given us a 44% cash-on-cash return. Whew! Man, that outdoes my CD at 2.
A lot better than a 401k or gambling in the stock market.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. All right. Anything else you want to add about that one?
So this property, after a year, we decided to sell it, and we wanted to attempt our 1031 exchange. So we sold the property, and after all realtor fees, closing costs, we had about $50,000 in equity capture just a year later.
All right. So you made $50,000 capital gains off a $15,000 investment. So that's about a 300% return again, if I do the numbers right, you know, top of my head here. So you're just knocking them out of the ballpark, my friend. If you keep this kind of gains up, you're going to be having one of the two of you stay at home with that kid before long. Let's talk about the third one. We got 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, four and a half minutes.
So we sold that property and we did a 1031 exchange. So we sold the property, took our capital gains. An intermediary held those gains for about 45 days. Within 45 days, we had to pick the next property. So we ended up choosing two properties, both in the Houston areas, to distribute those capital gains to.
And which one do you want to talk about first?
So one of them was in a town called Sweeney, which is near Houston. Mm-hmm. Cash out of pocket was $25,000. Made $550 in cash flow. Purchase was $20,000.
So you had $20,000 equity capture. What was the purchase price of the property? What did it cost? The whole cost of the property?
$130,000.
All right. All right. I'll do some quick math here. You got a $20,000 equity capture divided by $25,000 out of pocket. 80%. So we had 80% instant capital gain. Okay. And then we got $550 a month positive cash flow times 12 is $6,600 divided by, we got $25,000 out of pocket. So we're talking about a 26.4% cash on cash return. Very good. That was another go home run there.
Yes, we're on a roll there. That current equity capture of that home is about $80,000, how we're sitting at right now.
Okay.
On the other home we purchased was in Houston off of this 1031 exchange. So we purchased it a couple weeks after the previous property we just spoke about. The cash out of pocket was $24,000. The purchase price was $85,000, make about $575 in cash flow a month. Our initial capital gains was $10,000, okay. And current equity capture is $70,000.
All right, so let's see here. You made equity capture of 10 out of 24, so you made about 30% right out of the block, 35%. And now you've got 70,000 equity capture on 24,000. So that's about, let's see, that's close to 300%, 200 some percent on your equity capture. And then your cash flow is 575 times 12, $6,900 a year divided by 24,000, divided by 24,000, 1, 2, 3. That gives us 28% cash on cash return. So again, knocked it out of the park.
Del Wamsley, on how to live the lifestyle.
What would you recommend as an investment strategy, EI single family and or multifamily or passive investing? Well, let's take the last question first. I could get you to a result with either one of those three different ways to invest, either by single family or by being a owning your own multifamily, small multifamily IRO deal, or by being a part of a big deal. You will get there quicker by owning your own single family or your own IRO deals. Because if you're a passive in somebody else's syndication, they're taking some portion of whatever the profit is. Now in our deals, the largest amount a syndicator could take is 20% override. So that means for every dollar you would earn, he would be getting 20 cents of your dollar as an overriding pay for putting the deal together and managing the property. He also gets a management fee, which is a company that runs the property, actually runs the property, which may or may not be the same person. Could be the same person who was a syndicator. It could be another management company. If you own your own property, you, number one, get rid of the override. Whether it's a single family or a small multifamily, you get rid of the override. That's a 20% increase in your profitability right away. So if you were going to make a 10% return, you're only going to make an 8. If you were going to make an 8 passively, you're going to make a 10. If you were going to make a 100% return, you would only make 80. If you did it yourself, you'd make 100. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
About today's teaching? Want to know more? Attend a free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. More life-changing principles in moments when the Del Wamsley Radio Show continues.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Got a question? Call 855-497-4DEL. That's 855-497-4335. Or email Del at askdel@luinc.com.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Jacob French out of Dallas, Texas. And Jacob's been sharing with us the successes, in fact, massive successes he's had at buying single-family houses. So, Jacob, as we sit here today, and you've had really what I would consider massive success on each and every deal that you've gone through, share with us now where your mind is. Where are you at this moment? What are your plans?
Well, sitting here, I'm just amazed at going over these numbers and seeing the returns on our investments, and it's really become addicting. I want to keep on growing, and we plan to buy a few more this year and continue to grow. You know, Lifestyles has changed our understanding of how money works. Investing in assets and earning money each month with really little work has been a dream come true. And we changed how we save and spend money, and we're really hoping to be financially free in the next few years.
What's your total cash flow right now, just out of curiosity?
Right now, our cash flow is sitting at $2,000 a month with about $300,000 of equity.
Okay.
Not including our primary.
Now, Let's talk about incrementalization. Is there a possibility at some number, and I don't know what that number would be, that your wife could change positions at her company and work a part-time job or one that's just 40 hours a week or less? Is there a chance that she could get to another job or anything to where she could incrementally reduce the amount of working hours so she could spend more time with the kids? And where I'm going with this is it possible to get her some breathing air and then eventually when you've got enough, get her out completely and then get you either some breathing air and some out? Do you see that as a possibility to work in increments like that or not?
Yes, absolutely. Can definitely see the light at the end of the tunnel. Currently, we're in a position to where if she wanted to go part-time, that option's definitely on the table. Other option would be we continue both working full-time for another year or two and see if we can continue to invest and get that $2,000 of cash flow to completely take over her income. And our current goal is to get $5,000 in cash flow a month so okay. She can retire.
Very good. Very good. You got anything in the works right now? Any deals you're working on right now?
Not at the moment. Just trying to keep an eye out and continuing to save and getting ready to go for that deal once we see a good one that fits our numbers.
Let's ask this question before we get to the end here. What has changed in your family's life, whether it be physically changed or emotionally, mentally changed in your family's life since you joined up here and started doing this stuff?
I think the main thing would be just our mindset of how money works. We're definitely spending a lot smarter and saving a whole lot more, and just the understanding to see that if we continue to save up for these investments, that there is a possibility that we can both be retired, before we even hit the age of 35. And that sounds amazing.
Boy, it sure does, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Endless vacations and more time with our family and friends would be a dream come true.
Yeah, folks out there listening right now, you have to understand, Jacob's only 28 years old, his wife's only 27 years old, and they're looking at retiring by age 35. And actually, if you keep up this kind of investing, it's going to happen before that, I'm sure. You got 2 years, 3 years in you at the most before you can retire if you keep up this kind of return. So you're doing a great job with it. If somebody's sitting out there on the outside right now, being you before your boss told you about all this, what would you say to them?
Well, I believe you have to take action. You need to start spending time listening to podcasts like Dale's and reading books. And more than anything, I just highly recommend joining Lifestyles Unlimited. They have all the vendors and help that you need that they're going to walk you through every step. Through all of our rehabs and lenders and contractors, we've used all of their recommended contractors. And the main thing I want people to know is we only spend an hour or two a week on real estate. This has not added another full-time job on top of our regular W-2. There's very limited work that we actually have to put into this. And with the exponential gains that we're getting, it sounds like a no-brainer to join and to invest in real estate.
What do you like most about doing this stuff?
I enjoy, believe it or not, I enjoy being a landlord. I do that myself. It's pretty easy. Just Lifestyles has their own education where if you choose to be a landlord and go that route, they teach you how to screen tenants, how to run background and credit checks, and just finding the right person to right residents to live in our homes, and seeing that we're bettering communities by making properties look a lot nicer, and we're giving a family a clean and functional home to live in is probably the most fulfilling aspect.
Interesting. So you take pride in that, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. That's your give back. You know, a lot of people, there's an old saying, if you help enough other people get what they need, you can have whatever you want. People go, Dell, I don't believe that. I help somebody once. I try to explain to them once isn't enough, man. You got to help a lot of people. Looks like you're on your way. Jacob French, thanks for being on the show today. The rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.